Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It's one of the most cringy videos I have ever seen. It's only about 30 seconds long, but man, was it uncomfortable to watch.
It's cringy, but honestly, it's icon behavior. So P1 listener Charles sent this to me. It's from an account called Fresh Styled, and it's this video of this woman who has a clearly homemade cake that she's lighting candles on, and it's captioned, "When your mom finds out your stepdad messaged the woman she hates, happy birthday."
Are we sing happy birthday to me?
No. We're going to sing happy birthday to Daddy's girlfriend, Kelly.
Uh-oh.
Because he messaged her happy birthday on Facebook. Mommy went there to prom. So she must be like family, so we're all going to sing to her. You ready?
Oh, my God. Mom, I'm crying.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, the kids are there.
Yeah.
You know what I thought you were about to do? Tell me you're pregnant or something. There's like a.
Birthday,
I'm about to die.
Happy birthday to you.
Two little kids.
And Minnie. Blower. Good job. You want to lick the icing?
You are sick.
So she went through his phone and saw that
he
said happy birthday to who she hates.
Correct.
Okay.
And baked a cake and had the kids gather around, lit the candle, asked him if he wanted to blow it.
Wow.
And then if he wanted to lick the icing.
That
yeah.
So different level of petty right there.
Next level right there.
I mean, I felt so, I mean, kudos to Abby for passing along that gem. I felt so dirty when I watched it. I watched it twice.
All right. The question in this email here is, should he reveal he used to date men to his current girlfriend? Kristen's got the email.
Burt Show, I could use some advice and I'd like to remain anonymous if possible. I'm a 25-year-old guy and I'm in a pretty new relationship. What I need to know is how much of my past does she need to know? So when I was in college, I had two different relationships with guys. I went to a really small school out of state. While there, I was open to lots of situations and was really just trying to find out what was right for me. My open and experimental dating life was not something I tried to keep hidden while I was at school. Everyone pretty much knew who I was dating and that I was keeping an open mind. Fast forward to now, I've been out of college and back in my hometown for a few years. I've been on a few dates since college, all with women, but nothing turned into anything more serious until now. I've been dating this girl for about a month, and we've just decided to make our relationship exclusive. Since it has been, since it has only been a month, we're still learning more and more about each other. While I want her to know and like all of me, I am wondering if it is necessary to let her know about my dating life in college. I know most people my age are pretty accepting of all situations when it comes to things like that. However, I just wonder if she may feel a bit awkward about it when it comes to someone she is currently dating. I'm really not sure what I'm afraid of, and maybe I have nothing to worry about. I just fear that sharing this info might change how she sees me. But I also don't want to keep stuff from her. If she were ever to find out down the road, she would think I was trying to keep it from her. So I'd love to know how much detail a person needs to know about your past dating life. Thanks for the help.
All right. So for me, well, why don't you guys go first? Go ahead.
Okay. I want to know your past dating history because I'm kind of in the same boat with Mo, whereas you know, in anything else in life, you always get a background check when you're making a big commitment. And so I don't think this is anything that you should hide. And I think you've really got to ask yourself why you feel some type of way about it. Like, do you feel shame over this? Like, where is that coming from? Because like you said, most people our age in our 20s are going to be very accepting, but it's definitely not something you want to keep from her. I think it's something that you should be upfront about so that if she is weird about it, then you can know as soon as possible and get out of there.
Yeah, I think you tell her. I'm a fan of being honest. Yeah, I know how I feel about the past, but I hear the majority of people say all of the time that the past doesn't matter. So if the past doesn't matter, then why would you be ashamed of telling people about your past? I mean, and I don't even know why you would want to be with somebody if they wouldn't want to be with you if they knew who you really were. I think you should want somebody to accept you for who you truly are and where you've truly been and what you've truly done. So if you share your past and a person doesn't accept you, then I feel like you're better off anyway, so I don't think you should hide it.
I don't know where I stand on this issue anymore. I used to really feel like, hey, whatever happened in the past was the past, you know, and now your current is your current. First of all, I think it's only been a month since they've been dating, so I don't even think you need to talk about this just yet. When it gets super serious, and if you really consider, like, this is the person that is your person, then I might bring it up. Without getting into too many details, I've sort of been burned over the course of the last couple of months by revealing too much from my past. And I do feel like, because I'm not proud of some of the things that were on my past, and I shared it with somebody I really care about, and now I'm wondering, does that go on my permanent record? Like, no, this has never happened between us, but since you have that in your past, you kind of got a mark against you already. So would you even bring it up or not?
But I mean, even a month in, is it not important how you identify? Like when you're dating somebody? Because I mean, by reading this, I don't want to assume anything, but from reading it, it sounds like he's bisexual. And I think that's important for the person you're dating to know what your preference is and how you identify.
But this was back in the day, right?
But that doesn't matter. If that was back in the day, if he's attracted to men and women and he's dated men, maybe now he identifies as cis, you know what I mean? And that's totally fine. But I would like to know, like,
what is cis? Straight?
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to know, like, what, how I think that's important to disclose when you're dating somebody. I think that's important to disclose, like, in the beginning, like if you're pansexual, if you're transgender, if you're cis, if you're bisexual, if you're whatever.
So this takes us in a little different direction, but now I'm curious, right? And I haven't had too much time to think about this, only 10 seconds. So I would love to get Katie's opinion on this. So if he had experiences in college where he was with a dude, right? And he has not since, what's the difference between being bi and experimenting? Like, would you classify him as bi now, even though this happened to him in his past and hasn't happened since?
Well, that's only a question he can answer.
That's true. Exactly what Kristen said. Only he can answer that, because it could have been just him trying to figure out what he likes. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a time where I said that I was bisexual because I was trying to figure out what I actually liked, until I was like, Katie, no, you cannot have a relationship with a man. And then I changed to, I'm just straight lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something he hasn't answered.
I remember Katie and I had this debate on our podcast once, and I saw it differently because, okay, like if you're going to accept that you can experiment and then go back and then identify as straight, right? So now you're straight. That's fine. But you experimented with members of the opposite sex in your past. Then what exactly does that make an actual straight person who's never experimented before? How can that be the same? Like, because I would want to know that, if I'm being honest. That it's, I'm like, I'm not judging you for it, but if you are attracted to men and women, at any point in your past,
yep,
and I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you, I'd like to know that that's a part of who you are.
So why?
Because I think it opens up to different opportunities and circumstances that could possibly and potentially happen in my future that I'd like to be aware of if I'm making a decision to spend my life with you.
So basically what you're saying is the same thing I said. It sort of goes on your permanent record for now, even though it hasn't happened for years and years and years and years, but it's making you feel insecure in a certain way, even though this was in her past.
I don't know if it's insecure is the word. I just would like to fully understand exactly what I'm getting myself into if I'm marrying you. If I'm not marrying you, it's irrelevant. But if you're the person I'm going to spend my life with, I would like to know what experiences you've had that may actually come up to affect us in the future.
And it wasn't like these were just like he experimented and like made out with a person or whatever. He had like full-blown relationships with these men.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that adds another element.
I think that he would want to tell her to figure out what type of woman she is, because I know a lot of women who will immediately not date a guy if they found out that he used to date men. Like, that's a big thing. So to mm-hmm. know if she's his person. Facts.
Right. Here's Sarah. Good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
So this summer, I had a really weird experience. Basically, I've always been a lesbian. I've always, like, identified as that. And I've always dated girls. And then I went on a trip this summer, and I fell in love with a man. And now we're dating. And the second that we started, like, you know, getting together, I disclosed to him right away. Uh-huh. Because I wanted to see if, like, that would weird him out, I guess. Not that, like, I was ashamed of it, but, like, mm-hmm. if he was not going to be into it, then if he wasn't okay with that, then I was going to stop right there. Like, I wasn't going to go further with him, because that's who I am. But I don't think that he needs to, like, disclose that he's bisexual, because, like, just like we wouldn't disclose, like, if we're straight. Like, we wouldn't say, like, I'm straight, by the way. Like, my past is straight. So I think it's just really, like, up to him. If it's going to bother him that she's weirded out by it, then she should tell him.
I appreciate you calling. So what's final advice here?
Be honest.
Be honest about who you are.
Yeah, I feel like you can't go wrong if you're just honest and upfront about what your past is. And then if they're not the right person for you, then they're going to take that information and run.
It's Burt Show.
The Burt Show.